Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to talk about bachelorette parties, but we'll talk about both bachelor and bachelorette parties first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you have a bachelor party, Hack?
I kind of. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I was already married.
What?
Yeah. My friends kind of...
They dropped the ball?
Yeah.
You kinda. Did it after...
Yeah. I was already married for like a couple months. Then they're like, I guess we could like get together for a weekend. So we did.
This is the thing you're not understanding.
Oh my gosh.
Like there's some stripper chick named Haley Davies. Does anybody know who that is?
No. Tell us more. Never heard of her.
She suggests that 80% of men cheat on their bachelor party.
80%.
80.
I was part of the... Yeah, we didn't do it.
I mean, you did it after you were married.
Yeah,
then you're like, is it... But
it was more of a guy's weekend than a bachelor party. It was like a guy's weekend where I was... I just didn't have to pay.
Was there naked girls?
No. No, not at all.
Did you go to bars at all?
Yes, and I DJ'd one of the nights.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All my buddies were there, and I was...
Not
you worked?
You worked during your bachelor party.
Yeah, and I was already married.
So. Oh my gosh.
I did it all wrong.
Okay. I'm done with him.
Aaron, who dropped the ball more, me or the friends?
You.
No, the friends.
You
They're supposed
the
to plan
more.
It for what? Am I going to plan my own debauchery? That's not how
no,
it works.
You don't, but you
You have to get dragged into it as the person who's getting it. You're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, honey. I don't know. They're planning it. And when they don't plan it, then you just don't have one.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard. Because it should be about them. I mean, my experience is my friends all planned one because mm-hmm. they wanted to do bad things.
Yeah.
Like my married friends, especially. They're like, can we go? And then, like,
I see.
When the strip club wanted to bring me on stage and do terrible things to me, I was like, you go. I sent my buddy Greg up. I'm like, just tell him you're the groom.
Yeah. You don't want to get called on stage. Anytime I've seen that happen.
Dude, it was a shower. They wanted me to get in the shower with them.
That's a lot.
They give you a pair of swimming trunks and you get in there and then they like suds you up and do all like.
Oh, wow. No, whatever I've seen, they just end up ripping your underwear.
They do?
When you're on stage, yeah.
They like, don't give you another pair.
No, they like bait you up there and then they just.
This was definitely during a commando phase of my life, which is another reason I bowed out of it. I was like, I don't think I'm qualified to be one of your onstage participants.
Well, I was the first one of my friends, I think, to get married. So I was the first bachelor party. So I think they were just already doing bad stuff. So they didn't need a reason to go do.
Do you think it's okay? I know the answer is okay. On the air, you have to say no. But just let me ask the question in the room full of honesty. Is the bachelor and or bachelorette party, is it okay to have relations? Or is it okay to like push some boundaries at that?
No, I don't think it is. I've never understood that, just honestly, because if it
it's
wasn't...
It's one last chance.
But if it was the weekend before, it would just be straight up cheating. And now it's like... But now
it's a month before.
It would still be cheating. Like, no, I mean, if you were
if
just...
If you're in a committed relationship, it doesn't matter.
Right. I've never...
Granted, I'm okay. Go and see strippers if you want. I'll go with... I'm down, but like any time that there's more.
But if the strippers are doing what I described, they take you into a shower and like suds you up. Is that okay?
I think so, because that's more of
what
like
if I like
the
it?
Performance. Well, sure, you're probably going to, but don't go over
what
the
if
line.
I like on a bunch.
You're probably going to show that you like it.
What if I just needed a shower?
I was purposely like kind of dirty that day.
I've never understood it as like, it's your last night as a single man. It's like, well, we've been dating for 4 years, so
yeah,
I haven't been single
for that long.
Yeah, in a long time.
Or I'm sorry, for, yeah.
So this is what I want to do. Like, I want to, like, And I don't know if any women, like, it's obvious 80% of men, according to this stripper, cheat. And I'm not saying it has to be cheating, but like I've been to bachelor parties where it's just, it's out of hand. Like, we ended up eating, it's horrifying, like nacho, like we were eating nachos at this bachelor party when the strippers showed up, and we had just made a fresh bat, like not super fresh because they weren't straight out of the oven. And then they've sent us.
Wait, this is different than the Funyun story?
The Funyun burp?
Yeah.
God, please say Funyun right.
That's how I say it. I'm sorry.
Funyun? Like, you're not. What are you? Like, where are you from that would make you say Funyun wrong?
Here.
But say onion.
Onion.
No, say fun.
Okay, we're talking about.
No, we're not. No, it was like we ended up. They gave us a bonus stripper, and we were like, what do we do with this one? And then they were kind of down to do whatever.
Do you detail cars? I don't know, what do
we literally made a nacho bar on her.
And she just laid there?
Yes.
Ah.
And we just ate.
Fun.
Laying down on the job.
It was like, you're... If we got the idea because she it was shape of a tortilla. Like, it doesn't matter. Ugh. Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. Can we get stories?
Where do the Funyuns go? The what? Shape of the Funyuns. So you can put those.
I want to take calls on bachelorette party stories, but I can't get over Funyun.
Funyun.
It's Funyun. I forget that you're this dumb.
I don't know.
You say so all much right.
All right, both.
Okay.
Yeah, both of you are a little questionable.
You guys, I don't think my both is as bad as Funyun. Funyun.
I don't staccato it.
All right, if you've got a good bachelorette party story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
We can also change your name, give you voice disguise.
Nah, come on. Yes, we will. We'll do whatever. Yes. Will, have you DJed bachelorette parties or like,
so I do
other
not
than
like
your own?
I do not, yeah.
Oh my god, what a punchline. That is so funny. Yes, other than your own, you colossal yeah. loser.
That's the only one I can afford.
That's who's the stripper? Me. What?
Hold on everyone, welcome to the stage, T-Hack.
Oh my god.
I've never technically done it, but I don't like bachelorette parties because they always run amok, especially downtown, and they come in real hot to the bar.
Yeah, real hot.
And they think they own the bar, and they come up to you, and it's always the maid of honor.
Oh my god, it's comes our up party. To the DJ.
Yeah, and then they're just like, okay, we'll play this, and then this, and then this, and then don't you get it? She's getting married. And it's like, yeah, there's three other bachelorette parties here tonight. Like, it's not that special.
And also other people who don't give a flying F.
I know, right. Yeah. And also, you didn't pay me. The bar is paying me. But there's just that, like, don't you get it? She's getting married.
Like, that sounds like a personal problem. Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, I absolutely understand.
Did they have all the stuff on them? Like,
yeah, they're always in all black, and then there's the one in the white. Is right. Typically mm-hmm. what I
do. Does she have a necklace with PPs on it?
Yeah, I've seen some
or
of
like
that.
Or like sashes. And the new trends that I've been seeing are like the white cowboy boots, the white dress, the white hat with like the sash. It looks pretty cute. Or it's like the other side and it's like everyone is dressing up
just
like
nice.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, no. Oh, that's no. right. Like, you wanted to dress as Guy Fieri.
Yeah, that or like they take the husband's name. So if I don't know. David, they all dress up as different Davids. So like David Schwimmer or David.
Shut up, that's they really
so
do
funny.
That?
It's so funny.
I should have done Dr. Phil at mine. That would have got a real rise out of the fellas.
God, that's so stupid. Do they, like I've been to ones, I've DJed, like I was the celebrity at like, I used to do a thing at Market 41 every Friday and they would come in with scavenger. Like,
yeah.
But it was like, it was naughty.
Yes.
It was like, you have to grab one guy's butt. You have to touch another guy's junk. You have to like kiss a dude on the neck. You have to make out with a different dude. Like,
for all of them? Or
the
is it just,
bride.
Just the bride?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she would have like a pee-pee necklace, like made out of like whatever the sweet
candy,
tarts. Yeah. And she'd have to put it on you. And
okay.
then eat them, like eat See, at least two pee-pees off your neck.
To me, it feels different. Like if a guy's going to a stripper, like she is pretending to like you.
Right.
Right. But if a woman's at a bar doing that to a man, like that's, he's going to think she's interested for real. Right.
No,
that
know.
Doesn't happen to guys. Like I don't just
but
have.
We know if we're
that
watching
part of a
bachelorette party, we're like, she's got to do this one thing. But like, you know, you're right. Drunk guys are like, I could probably get her to do some extra. And that's right. Who we want to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to talk to the women who did the extra. Or like there's a woman who somebody dared her at their thing. And I don't know why there was like a fireman's pole or whatever. But like she got dared to slide down the fireman's pole at
Sounds
her own
easy.
Bachelorette
yeah.
party.
Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't do it right. And she broke both of her legs on a bag of Funyuns.
Both of them?
She broke both of her legs. And then she went ahead and got married anyway in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Didn't change the date, yeah.
So she had to be wheeled down the aisle because of her bachelorette party.
Hey, what happened? What? You gonna tell me about that night? Or
Yes. How did you get both of your legs broken? All right, so if you've got a great bachelorette party story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bachelorette parties. We're hoping for mostly bachelorette things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hoping for better than mine.
I think any of them are going to be better than yours.
Yeah, it was a short order cookie waffle house later, too. Well, we all went there. Yeah. Anyone want eggs?
My wife met me there.
You're such
a... What are you supposed to do? I can't plan my own party.
I adore you, but you're
a loser? Okay.
I am told that we have a couple of women willing to admit terrible things they've done at their bachelorette party. Candy?
Yai.
Yai.
You are disguised. Bachelorette party. What happened at the one we're talking about?
Well... Okay, we had a bachelorette party for one of our closest girlfriends. I was the maid of honor. Huh. We'd all been friends in college, and she's just, in life, just a demanding person, very spoiled. And so when we went out, it was like that times a billion, and she was just hypercritical and just not liking this, not liking that, just complaining, being like a party pooper, and just... And kind of cruel, like mean to a lot of us.
Okay.
And so I ended up just saying, you know what, screw this. And I left and I called up a couple of our mutual guy friends who were with the groom at his bachelor party. And I just went over there, had a couple of drinks with them, but kind of hooked up with the groom a little bit.
Hold on!
Kind of.
This is not horseshoes. Like, you either, okay, how did you get out of the bachelorette party? Did you pretend you were sick, or what did you do?
Yeah, I just said I was, you know, it's funny, because I don't think she really cared, but I said that I wasn't feeling well, but a lot of, you know, a couple of the other girls were already kind of over it, so I don't know if she believed me or not, but I just said, like, oh, I'm not feeling too great, but...
And none of the dudes ratted you out for coming over there?
We kind of kept it private. Because, okay. You know, we've all been friends, and I just didn't want, you know, anything. They actually got married. They're fine.
Hold up.
They're doing great now.
They're kind of fine.
I'm going to say there's a tiny little secret in their marriage. So if I'm picturing the wedding correctly, we've got a bride and a groom standing face to face, and then you're directly behind him or behind her.
Behind her. Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at him while he's saying, I love you and I'll be faithful and all that crap.
Yeah, but you know, it was like a one last hurrah type of thing. I wasn't trying to break them up. I just I always had a crush on him, and I was over her. I was so disgusted with her behavior.
I don't know if that's better or worse. Like, that's your friend, but then, like, so spiteful.
She was being a bee, but you didn't have to, like...
But I also am like, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, Aaron, who have you become?
Well, the guy's party, it sounds like the bachelor party was pretty lame, too. And then
what?
A girl shows up. Like, all right.
Now I'll just sleep with her, well, even though that's my soon-to-be wife's best friend.
They're dead. I don't know.
Okay. Kenny, that's an amazing bachelor party. Okay. Jackie?
Yay.
Bachelorette party, what happened?
So I went to a friend's bachelorette party, and totally unexpected, the mother of the bride was actually there at the bachelorette party.
Ew.
Which we didn't, yeah, it was it was already awkward. We didn't know that she was going to be there, those of us who planned the party. And so we had hired a couple of male strippers to come, of course. And so the party's going on, the guys show up, you know, they're doing their thing or whatever. Well, all of a sudden, we look around and, well, first of all, the mother was super into it.
And we
no! I knew that was going to happen.
No, not that. No.
We look around and the mom is missing, and so is one of the strippers.
No!
Okay.
What? And so the bride is like freaking out. The rest of us are dying. I mean, like, we are dying. And I felt so bad for the bride. You know, I mean, obviously she's a friend because she was like freaking out. I mean, because the mom is married.
Oh, God.
Like, her parents are married.
You didn't know. Okay. But all
crazy.
Bets are off that day. Just
for everyone?
No, kind of. That's like when I got married one of the times, all my friends were like, have a bachelor party. And it was like, why? And they're like, because that's when we get a cut loose. I'm like, you're married. And they're like, yeah, but I'm not a fanatic about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That was crazy.
I've been
it
playing these way wrong.
So, Jackie, please tell me, like, when you just did the math in your head, everyone's like, one minus one equals, yeah. Like, you don't need visual.
The show is suffering. Where's that other guy?
No, you don't go look. You didn't go look, right?
No, we didn't look. Are you crazy? Okay. Nobody wants to see.
No, I'm just saying.
Just making sure. Yeah.
You, like,
I mean,
open a door.
It wasn't that big of a party. It's not like there are 40 people there and they could sneak away without
right.
anybody noticing. Do you know what I mean? It was like six of us.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, geez.
I mean,
yeah, that becomes real
party.
Obvious. Did
yeah,
they come back
crazy.
Disheveled?
Yeah. So after, you know, after whatever that means, they reappeared, obviously. And the bride is like, Mom, what are you? I mean, she was really freaking out. So I really did feel bad for her. But the mom was like, what's the big deal? It's a party. I mean, chill out. Like, it's not
good
a big
God.
Deal.
I'm letting loose.
When's your sister yeah. getting married?
Oh, my God. It was awful. And so then the next day, of course, at the wedding, it's so awkward. It was like,
oh, God.
Everybody's just like giving each other the eye. Oh, it was so crazy.
Okay. Because everybody in this room has a mom. And if you're not picturing her right now,
I want her to have fun.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This is the wrong people. I need people to text in immediately and answer this question. Is it possible that I am the hugest narcissist on
yes.
the face? Text it. Yes. Aaron, that's your phone number. Why do you keep typing yes? Yes. I just read an article. Okay, let me be honest. I read the headline of an article.
Okay, thank you.
That says it's healthy to think of yourself as the main character in your life. Like in your...
Okay.
Like in uh-huh. life in general, it's healthy to see yourself as a main character. And when I read that, much like other things we've talked about, well, Science J figured out how Cheerios are round. And you're like, what? Why do we, what are we doing? Like, why are we taking time on stupid crap? Well, this is that to me. Like, the idea, this is why I think I might be a narcissist. The idea that anyone on planet Earth does not see themselves as the main character in life is so foreign to me that I might be completely self-obsessed. But there's another possibility. There's just a few effed up people who don't think of themselves as the main character. Like, everyone in this room thinks of themselves as a main character, right?
Yes, except ironically, except for when we're in this room.
Yes, the Slacker Show.
Shut up!
That's the
no,
only time.
No,
I'm like
shut
very
up.
Clearly a background player here. Like, I might get cut.
Oh my God, you were such a jerk. No, but even now, like, I could be in a room with former President Obama, obviously, a beloved human, famous beyond, like could walk into a mm-hmm. cafe in the middle of Nigeria and people would go, oh, I know that dude. And I'd still be the main character in my story. Obama walking in, John Bon Jovi
Right, the story would still be about you.
It's my story.
Meeting whoever the famous person is.
Yes,
I agree. I genuinely don't understand how you would see it as not the, like, what's your inner dialogue like? Are you like, and then they went, is it right. they?
I think
they,
you guys are thinking about it like too literal.
Wow. What?
Like, yes. So I'm not saying that I don't
you
think.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to give like the other.
Okay, you're gonna straw man it. Go for it.
Yeah. So like, I don't know if you have a lot of self-doubt. Or if you're a people pleaser,
nobody's full,
you're
full
if you're
self-doubt.
A people pleaser, you might be doing things for the benefit of someone else, not you. So then you're not the main character.
I still feel, and again, I could be totally wrong, I still feel like Mother Teresa, who devoted her life to nothing for Mother Teresa, everything for everybody else, she's still walking around going, "Booyah! I'm Mother Teresa. I just punched the ticket."
I don't think she ever said booyah.
I think she probably said it in Latin. Ooyah, bae.
Okay.
Oh, that's big Latin. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're...
Right.
I don't understand. Like, can anyone explain
to
me?
Or, like, if you get stuck dwelling in the past, you're not focused on your current self and picking you first. It's really difficult to, like, choose yourself first. Because it can feel super selfish.
I think selfish, like, that's another thing, as long as we're getting into the weeds. I think selfish is a misused word. I think selfish is a healthy thing to be.
I agree, but it just feels selfish, and, like, you shouldn't do that, because, like, that's why I can't sit still, because with, like, downtime, I feel like I need to be productive. I need to be doing something positive for me, society, the Slacker Show, whatever.
But when you're doing something positive for me, for example,
mm-hmm.
are you thinking I'm the key grip the Slacker Show? Or are you thinking...
I'm thinking it's benefiting all of us, not just me.
Are you hiring for a key grip? I'd take a promotion.
I'm so confused by it. Like, I would love to see texts at 51059 if you, like, legitimately, if you're like, "Hey, I'm genuinely not the lead character in my story." Like, then what are you doing? So then you walk around and you're like...
We all know people that are just like followers. There's the one person who holds court, and there's a group of people around them, and they just follow.
Okay.
I would say that they're not the main characters, because they don't view themselves as, like, strong enough, as confident enough to...
Yeah, but even the nerd has a story, to me. Like, the movie can be about the high school chemistry teacher who came up with the idea that solves cancer, right? It's like, mm-hmm. oh, that movie's about that person. Mm-hmm. But there's also a movie about the janitor who's just cleaning up that chemistry. Like, he's got his own movie.
I agree. But I think... I think I see what Aaron is saying is, like, if you're living in the past, or you've mm-hmm. got regret or whatever, you're not focused on your life, so you're not making yourself the main character. You're living in the past, and then there just kind of is no main character in your life. Your life's just kind of unraveling. Your life's just kind of happening to you.
Around
without,
you.
Yeah,
without you being there for it.
But aren't you still the main character in this piece of crap
movie?
That's
why I think
about...
you're taking it too literal.
Because to me, like, there have been times in the past couple of years where I felt completely unraveled, like I'm not in control of anything. But it's still my story. Like, I'm the Joker. It's like the Joker is losing his mind and, like, having these delusions and this whole thing, but he's still the main guy in the movie, right?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't understand. I definitely see myself as the main character.
Except
for when I'm in here, boss.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is really dumb, but I need to talk about potatoes, if it's all right with you guys.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on potatoes first?
Amazing. Wonderful.
Oh,
they carry
no matter
the world.
What,
yeah.
A potato yep. is going in your head.
Any shape, any size, hand it over.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no matter what, but fry it, then we're good.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I like mashed potatoes. That's good.
Scalloped.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. A baked potato is kind of the worst, I would say.
Okay, but
just,
you gotta
have them
right.
A regular baked.
Like a tater skin?
Yeah, no, the skin's where it gets weird.
That's like the best
part. Oh my God.
You fry it and then it gets like real crispy. If you just bake it, then it's
like what you're really doing with like a tater skin is like you brine it. So you put the big salt on it, you brine it forever, and then when you cook it, like that outside is just like eating a chip.
Yeah.
It's like So I'm gonna fight with my daughter. I thought I was gonna be a fight with you, but you just redeemed yourself because you'll eat a mashed potato.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, an instant one, all the better.
Stop.
You're kidding, right? You know that I have umbrage with that.
I know you do, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not kidding. I'll eat either.
A couple of things have happened in the last 24 hours that I need to talk about. One, I got in a bar fight yesterday.
Okay.
Over potatoes?
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
What?
There was a chef-ish dude sitting at the Griff.
That was a lot of air quotes.
Well, because he's I don't know what he is. He was wearing a shirt from a grocer chain.
Okay.
So right.
He might work there. We got in a fight because, I don't know if the Griff does it, but certain places put French fries in a burrito.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't make that face, because I've already gone down this road once. Have you ever had potatoes in a burrito?
Yeah, like a breakfast burrito.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't a fry work?
That's the thing. I've just never thought about it. It totally could.
And this man took the hard line of like, a fry is for me, a fry and potatoes. You cut them up differently. I'm like, when you're masticating it in your mouth, chewing on it, sure. It's the same. It's a potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't ever do the breakfast. I don't like the potatoes in the burritos. Even if it's a breakfast one, it's a bridge too far for me.
Really?
The potato, I think it doesn't belong in there. It's a side. Like the sandwich, if I would make like a breakfast sandwich, I wouldn't put the hash brown on it. I'd eat the hash brown
no,
on the side.
On the side for sandwiches, but in a burrito is good.
Yeah, so the burrito's the same.
So, but if you're at IHOP and they have the hash browns, ham, egg, you don't ever take a bite of like, and like,
no.
No.
No. No, absolutely not. No.
You've never ordered the skillet anywhere?
I don't want to even know what happens if you try doing
that. Oh, no,
that.
I have.
Hello?
But that's just kind of like a breakfast burrito bowl.
Right.
Which
that's
is fine,
the whole point.
But a in a sandwich stacked, for some reason, I'm a no.
I'm out on all the bowls. The KFC bowls, all that. Like, what do you
KFC bowl is stupid.
Just blend it and get over with it. Right. Drink it like
just
a smoothie.
Give me a straw.
What are you doing?
Ew.
Yeah, it's
so
gross.
I'm literally in a fight with this dude because if you're willing to eat a skillet or you're like, potato is a potato is a potato. Like if it's in a French fry form, that just gives you more crunch points. So I think it's better to put
or
a
like
French
a
fry.
Yeah.
Yes. Put a tot in a burrito.
Delicious.
Would be better than having chunks of whatever in your burrito. Like cubes are not the same as it'd be. It's just better.
No, I just don't think it belongs in there. It's a side. It's not part of the main dish.
Was
it's a side.
T-Hack the man at the bar?
No.
Or?
He looked a lot like T-Hack, and hence my anger. He had his hair pulled back in a long beard, and I was just like,
handsome man. All right.
All right. So that's argument number one, and I can get over that one. Here's the one that drives me nuts. My daughter will not eat a mashed potato, no matter what. She's like, they're gross.
What?
I can understand where she's coming from, and does she use your logic against you? Because you don't like applesauce. Is it not the same concept?
It's
you love
different.
Apples, but you will not eat apple sauce.
It's
different. You might have just beat me. he might have just beat me.
No, because mashed potatoes have more texture than the disgusting goop of applesauce.
That's true. You're right. I'm back on board.
No, it's
I wish if our friends from Wendy's could humor me, drop off a pack of fries right now.
Please,
You begin eating the fries.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's all method act. Stop.
Wait, hold on. Let me look in your mouth.
What is that? What's in my mouth?
Those look like mashed.
They certainly
potatoes.
Do, don't they? That is a mashed potato inside your mouth. You cannot eat. If you eat any potatoes, you have to eat mashed potatoes. Because all potatoes, no, au gratin. Mm. What all did you do? Scalloped.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of potato it is. It ends up a mashed potato in your mouth.
But it starts off with a crunch.
It I might don't start care off what with it starts off as.
So it starts. That's what you're getting the enjoyment out of. Is that? And then and then you swallow. Just blend it and get it over with.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we want to talk to people about their side hustles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like weird, it's like the kind of gross things.
I'm kind of looking for one, actually.
Check.
No, honestly, the amount of thought I've put into selling feet pics recently is...
Just do it. Do you have bad feet?
No.
Nobody even has to know it's you.
Well, I know that. It's just getting it. I'm getting a pedicure soon, okay?
I don't think you need to do that. I think your nasty feet might fetch more.
We'll see.
I'll keep
you updated.
They don't need to know it's her. So can't you just Google foot? If that's all you
want specific stuff. Yeah.
You can make a request of like put it on a black fuzzy pillow or.
I want you to hold a fork
with your big toe. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Like,
put your foot in a huge jar of Jiffy reduced fat peanut butter on shag carpeting. It's like, there you go. There's $1,000.
Yeah. Step on a slice of watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's a real thing.
You guys
dude.
Both know a lot of these.
I've done research.
I was. I know the
you
last
just bought
time.
A shag carpet. What's going
and
on?
A watermelon. Yeah. I was reading. It was like a Reddit article or whatever, and somebody said. I don't even know how this conversation comes up, but they were in a hotel lobby and it was kind of noisy. But the guy was like, I'll pay you $200 to let me record you meowing.
Meowing.
I mean, they don't all have to be weird relations-y, fetish-y things. Okay. I mean, you can do other things, but this, she was like, okay. And like, he got his phone out, recorded her going, meow, meow. Not even a video, just the audio. And she was like, do you want to go like somewhere where it's...
Where it's quieter?
Or I'll take your phone into the back, like just somewhere where, and it was like, no, just go ahead. Yeah. And then he handed her $200 cash. Done.
Wow.
Side hustle. Check.
Love I mean, that.
And so, you know this guy? Is he looking for more?
No. This was on a Reddit page or something. Dang. But I guess what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be a side hustle, like you did it a lot. Like what's the weirdest thing you've done for money? But it doesn't have to be a permanent thing. So if Aaron opens up a storefront on OnlyFans with just her feet and watermelon, that's different than her just happen to be like out at a bar tonight and somebody goes, I have a watermelon in my room. Yeah. I was wondering if you'd just step on it. If you see Aaron out tonight and happen to have a watermelon.
Or half of one.
I literally have a half a watermelon in my fridge right now.
Mm.
Okay. All right. What's it worth to you?
So like you and I, T-Hack, had a similar side hustle at one point.
I think so, yeah. Plasma.
Plasma,
right?
100%. I mean, it was lucrative.
I didn't know you did it as well. I thought it was just T-Hack.
Oh, no. You had, like, back in the day, it was twofold for dudes in bands. Because when you had long hair, you couldn't get a lot of jobs. For some reason, nobody was... progressive minded and it was like, you can't be intelligent, you have long hair. So it was like, I threw bags at the airport and gave plasma. But the twofold part of it is you got a lot of money and
quickly.
And your blood was thin, so you were a cheaper date. Like on plasma day, a six pack of beer would get you right.
Yeah, that was part of it for when we were in college, because we used to have to carpool. There wasn't one in where we went to school.
It was like
45 minutes away, so we would all carpool, take turns driving,
and then get up there. And how long it takes? Yeah. Like an hour to get it right,
at least. Yeah, and I did it well after college.
How much
after.
Would you make a time?
I think I got 25. You could go twice a week, and the second time is more valuable for whatever reason. I don't know why, but
you
twice
you have
a week.
New plasma the second time.
Yeah, and there has to be a day in between. So I used to go like Tuesday, Thursday. I get like $25 on Tuesday, and then I think $40 or $45 maybe on Thursday.
Okay.
So you're
driving
you're rolling
45
in it.
Minutes
yeah.
for $65.
Yeah.
That's not a
no. It was, but
that's
but you,
the worst side hustle.
It's
I ever
on your
heard.
Own schedule, though. You could skip it if like you could. It was easy,
and
quick.
It's this whole group, so it's more than one. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. We used to get the Domino's pizza on for the ride back.
Nice,
because there wasn't a Domino's in our town. It was mainly
that's
about the
cute.
Domino's. And when your blood's thin, man, that Domino's.
It was so good. All right, so if you've got a side hustle or you've done something sort of demeaning, not demeaning, weird, just the weirdest crap you've done for money, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
I have done a bunch of research studies. I love doing them.
This is weird.
From like literal look at magazines. I remember being in middle school and like looking at magazine advertisements and saying if I thought the shoes were cute or whatever.
Really? Is that the one in the mall where they accost you?
No. No, I had to like go down to a building downtown and do it.
Okay. Mm.
And then last year I did a kidney biopsy.
That was weird. Okay. Because then you have to take a day off of work?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, making more money than I'll ever make in radio.
Yeah.
How much did they pay you? Like, did they put you under? Is it a surgery?
No, I was awake for the whole thing.
They stab something into your body.
They give you like a numbing shot, which burns. It does. But the actual biopsy was fine. And it was
so they shove a needle inside and go and like pull a chunk of your kidney
in your
out.
Back.
Oh my. And they just pay you right in the alley?
No.
Oh my God. It does sound like that though. Yeah.
It's just like, no, really? It was I think that one was at Children's Hospital in Anschutz.
Really?
So like super real. Not
the alley behind Children's Hospital.
No.
You said two different places. The weird like adjacent like
no, like in the main building.
Okay.
And it was great. They showed me the biopsy after.
How much did like hundreds?
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars for how much of
it
your
was,
time?
It was multi-day.
Her
and
time,
then a
it's her kidney.
I know, but that goes back, right?
Oh yeah. It healed within like 3 days. It was multi-day, blood draw.
Did you have to like fast and do things?
Not that I'm remembering.
I don't think anybody wants a chunk of my kidney, liver, nothing. They don't want any of that.
They probably do.
I mean, research-wise,
they do.
Like, oh, this looks like Maker's Mark. Okay. Would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
If the foot thing doesn't work out?
Yeah. I actually got an email about another one, but I can't participate.
Because you're diabetic?
No. Wow. That's why I get so many, because I'm diabetic.
Oh, they want to test you.
Yeah. They want to compare like different things.
All right. I've actually had friends get offered, this is gross, I shouldn't say it, but like they've been offered for their dirty laundry.
Really?
Yeah. Guys are just like, spend the rest of the day and just mail me those.
Mail?
You don't have to do...
What's the shipping and handling or something like that?
It's the handling is where it gets... it's just like guys want...
Interesting. Okay. Would you be offended? Would you be...
I'd be flattered.
Flattered? Okay. Would you?
How much you think you'd be on par with kidney chunk?
No, probably way less.
Way less.
Yeah.
Because you at least want to be able to replace the garment.
And then make some extra. I don't know. 50.
That's it.
You are shooting
You're
so
worth
low.
So much more than that.
Your underwear are easily worth. And start the bidding on the watermelon stomp / underwear package.
Oh no.
All right. So if you've done a weird side hustle, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about side hustles, and I don't know if you guys have looked at the texts that are coming in, but it looks like Aaron's going to be squashing some watermelon later tonight. Yeah.
Hey, me and Slacker are for sale too. Yeah, if anyone's
my
interested.
Feet look great on top of cantaloupe. Yeah. Which fruit do you want to do?
Just whatever.
Kumquat.
I don't know.
I think you're a kumquat guy.
Okay, sure. Hmm. I couldn't tell you a kumquat if it slapped me in the face.
Well, that's extra. Oh my God, I'm buying kumquats. Julie?
Yay.
Yay. What's your side hustle?
Okay, I have the best one. My side hustle is calling into radio stations when they have contests to win $100 gift cards.
Like, do you call in for concert tickets? Do you call in for, like, everything?
I have done a contest to win concert tickets, yes.
So, in the business, we call you something, but I don't think we're allowed to say.
Do you know what we call you?
Well, I know when you call me.
No, do you know what
nickname.
We call people like you?
What?
Nothing. It's good. No, we call it's called a prize pig.
A prize pig?
Okay. Yeah. Because they just win everything. It's just like back in the day when we would have concert tickets, like four different sets of concert tickets in every show. And then also we got a gift card to Soul Salon down in Cherry Creek or whatever. And it's like, hey, it's Jessica again. Why did I say Jessica? Because Jessica, if you're listening, you know exactly who you are. She won every damn thing. And then one day I got in my car, I'm driving home from here, and I was like, let's see what the other radio stations are doing. Bop, hit over to cozy, and it's like, hey, it's Jessica, I'm caller number 9.
Wow.
And I was like,
wow.
No loyalty.
Zero.
What? Jessica.
I can tell you her last name.
Okay. Wow.
Let's do it.
Amanda.
Yay.
Yay. What's your side hustle?
Well, when I was much younger and more naive and living in New York City, and Craigslist was much less scary of a place, I found a side hustle where I was paid $150 to put on very high heels and meet with a young man and kick him in the daddy parts as hard as I could.
What?
$150 for you to... Okay. Well,
she would have done it for free, but he insisted on the money.
Did you, like, and if you didn't kick hard enough, he'd be like, again?
Yeah, I actually am kind of a nice person, and so they kept saying, harder, harder, and I was like, I can't. And eventually, I think they had to let me go because I
couldn't. Was it more than one person, or just the same guy?
It was the same guy. I don't know what he got paid. I hope he got paid a lot.
Wow.
Oh, so, like, he was getting paid as well. He wasn't the one who wanted it to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what? No.
So each of you were getting paid?
Yes.
And people were...
Oh, I thought it was the guy who paid.
Right. Yeah, that's what I did too. So was it like a two-way mirror or something that people were watching? Who was watching?
Like an entry?
And a guy with a camera. I don't even want to know what happened to those videos.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is darkness. Wow. But thank you for sharing with us. I seriously thought he was the guy paying.
Same.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, so much darker.
You'd have to pay me like five. No, you couldn't pay me enough. I'd flinch every time. No way.
I would
too.
No
amount of money.
Well, let's throw out some numbers. We'll see.
Morgan.
Hiya.
What's your side hustle?
The weird side hustle, kind of a yucky industry that's been around for years, but I think it's making a comeback with social media, is direct sales. I don't want to go to a Mary Kay party or a Tupperware party, but they're definitely coming back, and social media is built for it. That's what, like, all of TikTok Shop is. People just aren't getting paid long term. So I think Erin, when she was like, I'm looking for someone, I immediately thought she's probably an awesome, fun, spunky person, and it'd be a great opportunity for her.
Thank you.
Dude, this is 2 seconds from now, you're in Scientology. Do not.
We're going to have to start buying stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying your stupid tea wraps.
You're on my team. I'm above you.
No, and you're on my team.
I'm in first.
Dan?
Yai.
What's your side hustle?
So my side hustle was, I used to get paid thousands of dollars to go find cars from like the 90s and 80s and take photos of them and sell them to an insurance adjuster. And the other part about that was, I would approach the person and say, hey, for $500, I'll take photos of your car. And so I'd pay them $500 and then I'd make $1,500.
Wow.
Why did they want? I don't even want to know. I want to go by. I want to talk to the woman with the high heels some more.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We've talked about some pretty dumb things, but I can top it.
Oh, boy.
You're going to top the stupidity that we've already accomplished. Go.
Yeah, so it's a long-standing hack tradition. I don't know how it started, but when I was a little kid, whenever my dad would say, oh, like, we'd be working in the yard. Oh, can you hand me that cinder block or whatever? Like, we're landscaping, let's say. And then can you pick that up? And as soon as I'd pick it up, he'd go and make like a fart noise just as you pick it up. And it would make me laugh. And then I kind of drop it.
Yeah.
And
do you want to stop for a second?
You and I are on the same page on this. So this is a longstanding hack tradition.
Yes.
And that's the best fart sound you can make right now?
You're beating me to the punch here a little bit.
That's what you got? Like, it's like, if my family's tradition was, like, making a pterodactyl sound, I was like, eh. Like,
that's sad.
You have to go like, ah! You have to make sort of like...
Hold on, the fact that you... I started doing that to Patrick because he calls me Aaron Soros or something, and so I started going... and like chasing him around the house.
That's awesome, and you're great at it.
Thanks.
Let's all pretend we're in the hack family. Oh, that's squishing a tomato, bro. An overripe tomato is what that is. What in God's name has happened to your mouth.
I know. So that's the tradition.
Weren't you in band?
I was, yeah. Saxophone, E flat alto sax. It.
You're the liquor. You're the liquor guy.
More of a tongue guy.
Yeah, just sits there and like, were you in band?
No.
God, the sax and the clarinet people just, whenever they weren't playing, just sitting there like, licking the reed.
Oh.
Constantly, just like, mm-hmm. And you're like, I mean, us brass people were no better because we're just like, blowing our spit onto the floor because you have to clean the spit valves out. If you're in band, just never watch the behind the scenes part of bands.
I couldn't, when we were first trying out for instruments, everyone wants to be, all the dudes wanted to be trumpet for whatever reason. That was the cool, I don't know, just at the time, that was the cool, like,
drums, cool. Always drums.
No, because you had to carry the huge one in marching band. That's not cool. Drum line.
You could be the cymbals.
Oh, I learned that's later on cool. That drums are the play.
Drum. Marching band cymbals or snare. That's where you want to be. Mm. Right there.
I agree.
Marching snare, drums along the Rockies. Oh my God, drum corps are everything.
They are really cool.
I agree.
Is there still a drum corps thing? Do we miss it?
I haven't thought
about that until this moment. I used to go to Mile High Stadium to watch the drum corps competitions. It is.
Wow.
Because then you got the dudes with the like five drums that are doing. And then they're all like forming like a snake on this field. And like, by the way, the caffeine is kicking in like a mother right now.
You're making me feel tired.
Sorry. Okay,
but when I was in fifth grade choosing the instruments, I couldn't get a sound out of the trumpet. My mouth doesn't do the puckery blow, however you do it.
Why don't you show us fart again?
Why?
My God.
Okay.
Please just text.
What's it? Donald Duck?
I can make that like sound, but I can't say anything.
He's definitely a wide, like his mouth goes you do kind horizontal. Of a
yeah, it's like, do that for your fart sound because it's way closer than what you're doing right now.
So I'm doing the fart sound. This is like a known thing. Anytime now Leo picks something up, I would go make the sound and he laughs. And so now Hazel is joining in on the fun, right? So she started making the fart sound, but she does it with her tongue where she sticks it out and does.
Oh, and like does a raspberry?
Yeah, she does it like this.
Oh my God.
And I can't do it. I cannot do that. I cannot make my tongue.
Okay, so you are actually doing her sound.
I'm dead serious. I'm trying to do it.
Your tongue doesn't move at all.
No, it doesn't.
I want to get closer.
Get any closer than you're getting away.
Sprayed.
HR! Wanda!
So now my adorable daughter is doing this thing with her tongue at me, and I cannot
do
it. Yes.
Like that?
Yes.
Do it to me again, Slacker. Do it. Oops. Tiak. You need to close your lips over your tongue more.
I cannot do it. I can't blow a bubble with my chewing gum. I cannot make this sound that I.
Lift your tongue up.
Oh, you think he's tongue tied?
Yeah, because I am too. But
you're
I can still do that. Yeah.
That's real. What does that mean?
It means you have too much cartilage underneath, like connecting the connective tissue to the end of your tongue. It goes too far. Mm. They can snip it, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's like a circumcision for your mouth.
Are we done having kids?
You can do a twofer. I don't know what to do.
Can you do it? You haven't done it yet. Can you do the? Okay, yeah. So
I can do it with almost any part of my body.
I can't do the armpit one.
I used to could. My brothers were so good.
I can do the armpit, but I can't.
Can you flick a bottle cap? I know it's unrelated to fart sounds, but
probably not.
Like people who like take a top off a Coors Light or whatever and then mm-hmm. go pew and can shoot it across the room like accurately and harm someone.
Yeah.
I can barely get the top off.
He's over there like
your towel. Is this a twist?
And then he ends up farting. The hack diet needs a little more.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if you guys can tell or not.
Hold on. No?
You haven't felt anything weird? I've been holding this in this whole time. And it's this is kind of a heavy thing that I want to talk about.
Oh, Your shirt's a little baggier than normal.
I noticed that. Yeah.
This is a medium from being a person.
Good. Oh, wow.
Like, just some of their shirts are just huge. This is like...
It looks good. Look chill.
That's not it.
No, okay.
No,
thanks for talking about how you think I look fat in all my other shirts.
No, that's not.
That is exactly what I heard.
Not at all what
I don't know how I'm going to get home tonight. I don't know that I'm going to be able to operate a motor vehicle again. I can't say 100%, but I now know what it feels like to take a human life, and I feel like I'm forever scarred from that. Mm. Aaron is just staring at me. You're making me smile because you think that I'm messing around.
Yes.
I'm being... I'm not. I'm 100% telling the truth.
The stakes just got a little higher, I feel on the show. What?
Well, if you want me to make it funny, I can make it sort of funny.
I just don't trust you being serious.
You should trust me because
ever.
I'm being very serious about this. The thing, this will solidify it for you. It's so life-changing that I may actually agree with T-Hack on something that I have staunchly had. Like, he and I have been in very big arguments about this thing, and now I'm kind of on his team because of what happened to me today. And would you stop smiling at me because I'm trying?
This is just my face.
No, it's not your face because you're normally have a little bit of RBF on you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Trust me. You don't. Okay, you don't. I'm sorry. I almost killed a guy today.
Wow.
So I am waiting at the stoplight at 225 and whatever Tamarack.
Okay.
To turn to come to the radio station. And I'm waiting. And then if you look to the side, the crosswalk is counting down.
Mm-hmm.
So it counts down to zero. And then a few seconds after zero, the light turns yellow, then red, then I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like zero, yellow, red, go. And I even didn't hit the gas right away. Because my car, if you don't hit the gas right of the way, when it sees the light go green, it goes, doo-doo-doo. It's like, hey, man, wake up.
Yeah.
It's a green light.
Okay. Well, nice.
I have a Tesla that's very, very fast. So I hit the gas and immediately saw an old man who was riding his bike across on Tamarack.
What?
On a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched his face as he realized, I am going to kill him.
Oh my God.
Like the look on his face, I can literally see his face right now. And I don't even know why I'm telling this story on the air. Maybe he's listening. I got so scared. I sat at Tamarack and 225 for like 15 minutes today.
Wow.
Because I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And he just kept riding. Like, he had to dirt his bike and then he picked it back up and kept riding. I thought for sure I was ready. Like, at first I was super apologetic, but I'm like, dude, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
With zero, I didn't look up the street to see if there was some J-hole riding his bike too fast to stop. And he made no effort to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm a bicyclist, so I have the right of way. And it's like, you don't though. You still have to obey the traffic laws.
Wow.
And he did not. But I'm going to tell you right now, he made peace with his death and I made peace with killing him. Like, there was a moment where we all realized, I just killed this guy.
Oh my gosh.
And barely got it stopped.
Wow. And he had to
dirt his bike.
Get off.
Yeah.
So did he fall? Was he okay?
He was fine. He just jumped back up.
Did he yell at you or anything afterwards?
That's what I was expecting. And I was like, I'm sitting like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, I ran through all of the emotions sitting there. Cause then I was like, I'm gonna chase this guy down. I'm going to drag him off his bike and go, you don't get to be on the road anymore. And I'm like, I don't want to be you, T-Hack. I don't want to be anti-bike because you get mad when they're on the road. I'd rather have them on the road than on the sidewalk, but you're mad that they are on the road, but hugging that line or over that line.
Right. Cause I feel like I'm going to hit him.
Right.
And I don't want to.
Trust me, when you see the look in their eyes, when you almost do, it's one of the worst things you'll ever feel.
Wow. I remember being in high school and younger and stuff, riding our bikes around all the time. And I remember we had this thing where we would we would always yell to each other, yield to pedestrians, because that's the law, right? It's like, oh, yield to pedestrians. And we'd be zipping around all over the place. 100%. And now that I'm older and I realize that's dumb. We were very dumb. Because, yes, the law or whatever, yield to pedestrians. But if you don't see the pedestrian until it's too late to yield.
That pedestrian is dead.
Right. And then it doesn't really matter the legality of what happened.
Correct.
Right.
Because you're dead.
Yes. So I don't know what to do now, because I kind of want to be on Team T-Hack and go, bicyclists, if you don't understand, like, you
should... There's been, like, a whole trend, because I've seen it with cars, too. Like, I will not... If I get the green, I will wait an extra 3 or 4 seconds, because people are running the red like crazy.
Like, what? Why is it anarchy right now?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen the same thing, too, though. Yeah.
Like, I will wait. And if you honk behind me, that's fine.
So the new rule is...
No.
You gotta drive wrong... Because everyone else is driving more wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Like, I honestly don't know how to wrap this whole thing up. I just wanted it to be, because I've been holding this. I knew we had other things we had to get to, but I'm like, I swear, then I drove and got poke. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get in here because my internet wasn't working at home. And I literally just sat. If you saw a Tesla up like on the median at 225 in Tamarack, that was me. I sat there forever. Because I'm like, and then it was tough to get here. Then I pulled into the parking lot. I'm like, hands at 10 and 2, going 4 miles. I have a car that is a rocket ship, and I'm afraid to drive it. So,
well, thankfully, nobody was hurt, right? Like, he
was not hurt. He just kept riding. And
he didn't look back, or he didn't give you away. He didn't, like,
the look on his face, I swear to God, like, I don't want to get all weird, but I'm also watching Dexter, and like, Dexter sort of, I think, gets off on like, cutting the dude's face before and like looking
getting
at them
sample,
going like, I know he gets off on looking at what a person looks like before he kills them. And I saw it in this guy's face and I'm like, I'm not right. I don't feel right. I don't think I'm gonna be like, I'm thinking about literally finding somebody who's got mushrooms tonight and just tripping balls to get out of this.
Oh,
like, I don't know what to do. Can I say that? I think I just did.
Well, yeah. Can't go back.
I don't know.
So,
do you want to do a spin class or something?
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This is one of those AITA. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I the a-hole?
Yes. And by the way, yes. No, this one is causing me a lot of grief. In fact, we want you guys to type in a-hole or just, you normally text in a-hole to us, but this is going to be very specific. This woman, I don't know who the a-hole in this situation is. Okay, just picture this. They're getting married. Oh. They've got a big honeymoon budget. They've got a wedding budget. They got everything, blah, blah, blah. At a certain point, he discovers that she has spent $10,000 on the wedding dress itself.
Ooh, okay. That's up there.
How long's a wedding from start to finish?
What's been your experience?
Sometimes a little bit longer than the marriage itself.
No, I guess like
4 hours.
Not getting ready, like 10. Right?
4 hours.
Well, no, are we including the pre-getting ready or just the ceremony and reception?
Ceremony, reception, a little bit of pictures. I mean, you rent a hall. You're not renting it for 10 hours.
Right, but I mean, usually a wedding's at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and then you're done with the reception by midnight. You usually have to be out of there by midnight.
Man, when I got married, we only had the place for like 5 hours the first time.
Fox Hollow?
Chateau at Fox Meadows.
Oh, Fox Meadows. Sorry.
So what time did you get married?
Like 1? Or
so your wedding was just done before dinner?
Like we did like a lunch thing. So we did, it was like, I think we had it from 11 to 3 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Huh. Okay.
So we had a little bit of time before so she could get dressed and stuff in there and then take some pictures, drink mimosas, and then walk down the aisle, have a reception, get the hell out.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's pretty typical because then they had another... people come
wedding
in and do
night.
A night wedding.
Yep.
Oh, in the same day.
Especially that venue, because the only reason I remember, my friend got married there, no longer married. It's the one with the really cool, like, symmetrical cut.
Double spiral staircase. Beautiful. It's a gorgeous place to get married.
So is there a breakfast wedding too?
Maybe. Early on? No, I doubt that there was one like on a set. Like I think we had it first. So they kind of divide the day down the middle or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So a few hours then.
So what this guy did when he found out his wife-to-be had spent $10,000 on the dress, he was like, well, we don't have the money for the dress and our honeymoon. So he canceled the honeymoon. She flipped her crap and said, how dare you cancel that without asking me? Fix it or I'm going without you.
Oh,
wow. Who
did you,
the a-hole?
Did you mention that she bought the dress without him knowing?
I did not. But
because that's
sort of happens.
They're both the a-holes.
Yeah, I agree. But that is part of buying the wedding dress, is usually go, and the groom is not a part of that.
But what is the number?
Exactly. The groom needs to be a part of the number no matter what.
Is $10,000 that's what
that's
I'm saying.
Excessive.
What is the right number for a wedding dress? Because I don't... $2,000? That's excessive for a four-hour dress? $2,000 for a four-hour dress. That's $500 an hour to wear that dress. That's ridiculous.
It is. But I understand the importance behind it. I would not want to go above... Three would be the absolute
$3,000, Aaron.
Including alterations.
$3,000.
You would be surprised.
I think my tux rental was free because all my groomsmen got
that.
They're like, we'll throw yours in. It didn't match or anything.
How is that?
But at the same time, I would rather elope. So I think a whole thing is just, I would rather take that entire $10,000 and apply it to the honeymoon, extend the honeymoon.
Yeah, they should have had some sort of conversation about what the budget is for
the
dress.
So you think both of them are an a-hole?
Well, I think, $10,000's a lot to spend without talking to your partner.
Even though you're not married.
Yeah, because this is your thing together. So that's a lot. But then to just cancel it, I think he should have also gone to her and say, look, we can do one. We can do a honeymoon. We can do your $10,000 dress. But you got to pick. So him just, they're already tit for tatting each other.
I would say if he did that and she chose the dress, I might call off the whole thing. Yeah.
You'd rather have a four-hour dress than a two-week vacation.
With me. With your me. New.
Brand new.
Because all I want to do is get that dress off you.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm being Clark Kent. I'm trying to see through it. I'm not even looking at it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anybody here an elephant person?
No. No.
You're really not?
I'm pretty anti, actually.
Shut up.
Really?
I mean elephant like figurines. You don't dislike elephants in general.
They're real big. Then they seem like they're real scary.
Are you kidding me?
They seem like
We have tolerated your thing that you have with deer because I have a thing with geese and I think it's adjacent.
Yeah.
Because we've misdirected our anger at one goose in particular. I don't think I have. I think geese in general are
terrible.
They're just terrible. Here's the other thing. A lot of fowl, chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious. Geese, even when you get a dead one, they're not good. They don't taste good.
Mm.
They're greasy.
There's just anger in there. It's just...
Yeah, they're just pent up. They just taste like the venomous hatred of a life of walking around in the tech center parking lots. They're just
They taste like what we would taste like.
Yes! Just full of...
The tech center.
Resin. But yeah, and then I think a deer killed your father or something. I don't remember the whole backstory, but no, that was a clown. I don't remember what it was. But you have a hatred of deer and me. But sir, we will not tolerate the elephant thing.
Well, I haven't spent a lot of time around elephants, so I'm neutral on them, I guess.
You're not, because you were like, no.
They seem scary. They seem big, and then the tusks seem really sharp.
They don't all.
They're
most
so
of them
smart.
Don't have tusks, do they?
Depends. Depends on
what?
They do.
Oh my god, misinformation 101 coming in hot from Aaron. Oh, it depends on what part of the country.
No,
I don't think they all. Is it just the
it's
boys?
It's just
have
like
them?
If they get removed because of poaching or something.
Do both sexes have tusks?
It depends. The African elephants both have tusks. The Asian elephants only male ones. So it kind of depends.
So it's a racist thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wondered
and
about.
They'll remember. So.
This is what I've ridden an elephant.
Mm.
Where did I ride an elephant?
I don't like that.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't.
That's not something you want to brag about.
No, but it was.
You might want to keep that to yourself.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, okay. It's one of those. Okay. This is one of those arguments where it's like. The elephant's already there. It's.
Is the elephant in the room with us?
No, I'm just saying it was already there giving rides. It's not like.
Oh, it was, like, it was already working. Yeah. It was clocked in. Yeah. So you might as well just hop on.
Okay.
It was an entrepreneurial elephant.
Like if I just walked out into the Serengeti, is that where they are? And just like there was an elephant and his kids and he was like playing ball. And then I just walked up and was like, come here real quick. And I jumped on his back. He's like, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm going to ride you. He's like, no, I'm like playing with my kids. He's like, no, I'm like, people ride elephants and I'm going to ride you. And he's like, but I mean, I'd be happy to give you a ride later, but like I'm with my family right now. Could we reschedule this or whatever? Like that didn't happen.
Have you seen the video of the elephant that like finds trash on the ground and throws it away?
No.
Like elephants are so much better than humans.
I agree. And this elephant was tolerant of me getting on its back. I was somewhere. I think I was at an eco park in Brazil or something.
Oh, interesting.
And it was like they had an elephant and then you like kind of climbed a tree and then it. Like, they're like, if it wants you to ride it, it'll come over here. And it was like, whoa. I mean, it had a huge thing on its back that kind of made it easy for it to get on. But
was I
like,
was going to say.
And it kind of knew. It was like, okay, I'll get it.
They're kind of shepherding it over. Like, if it comes over.
You made it sound like Buckbeak. And I was like, oh, so majestic. How cool. No. I mean,
it was still cool because it came over and then it kind of like makes the sound.
Okay.
And then you get on its back and then it kind of does a lap. And then, why are you guys making this hard? I just wanted to talk about elephants and whether anybody's into them because it's a new trend. And I figured
it's not a new trend.
Well, I mean, it's gaining. I mean, it's not new. People have been doing it for a long time, but I think it's gaining traction. Like, there's weird people. Okay, here's the thing: crystals have been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then, in the last few years, all of a sudden, hacks are into it, and like,
oh, it's become more common.
Yeah. Okay, there's the word. It's not a new trend, but it's okay. It is a new trend.
Yeah.
It's become more, trending.
It's more trendy.
Yeah. Like you can find crystals at a TJ Maxx and you can also find some elephant stuff at a TJ Maxx or Marshall's. Like, yeah.
You've bought TJ Maxx. I feel, using my therapy words, if you're trying to correct your life using the power of crystals, that's where you don't skimp. You don't TJ Maxx.
I'm not correcting anything.
No, but you're manifesting and you're doing different things.
Yeah. It's fine.
No, you can't.
You just take the sticker off.
No, it's one of those things. It's like LASIK surgery. If like you open the like TJ value Maxx, pack,
sure.
And it's like, ooh, buy one eye, get the second eye free. That's nope. You don't. You don't skimp on that, and you don't skimp on crystals, and you don't ride just any elephant that walks under a tree.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Anyway, it is trending with elephants, and with me trying to realign my chakras. And whatnot. I'm thinking about getting some elephants. So I was wondering if you guys could, but neither of you were into it?
No.
Do you have relatives who were into it? Do you have family?
I think they're cool, but like, yeah, I don't have any figurines or drawings or paintings of them.
But there's rules, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law's grandmother had a lot of them.
Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Need to know the elephant rules, people.
Yeah. The trunk has to be facing up.
So he has to have his trunk bent up like he's going to squirt water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like it means good fortune, good money, goodwill.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. If the
look at Hack getting into it.
Yeah, but what if the trunk is down? So I don't. That's
so if
bad.
You, if you yeah, if you accidentally drag a bad elephant into your house.
Well, so who are the people making the
downward,
elephant?
Downward, I guess, represents life and the ability to conquer obstacles.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So either way.
Yeah.
We gotta figure out. If you've got an elephant you'd like to swing by the studio, trunk up or trunk down, Tiak wants to ride it?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Does anybody in this room, are you almost done? What is that, a Ricola?
Yes, sorry.
What are you doing?
Ricola.
I didn't want to be like crunching it.
The song is ending and I look over at Erin and she's like trying to hork down some sort of hard candy.
It's
are you
a cough
right?
drop, yeah. Okay. My throat was hurting. Thanks for caring.
Sorry. Does anybody in this room have the confrontation gene?
No.
A little.
So So I had a,
that felt kind of confrontational to me.
I mean,
just that.
So I had this thing that happened to my son and I took a trip recently, and I don't know what was going on, but when we got to the airport, like you come down the escalator to get on the trains, and there's usually like 10 or 15 people kind of milling around by the trains.
Yeah.
As we're coming down the escalator, it's like Grand Central Station at 5 o'clock in the middle of New York. So I don't know if the trains had failed for a little while, but there was 1,000 people.
Jeez.
Like it is
full.
Full. And you're just like, it's a concert. You're just like, now we are there early enough that we're going to make our flight regardless. So I'm like, bud, we can just hang back and let people get on and whatever. So finally a train shows up. People kind of force their way on. I'm like, we're going to get on the second or third train. Next train comes. People are kind of piling on. We barely make it on the train. Doors start to close. And then somebody does that thing where if you touch the door at all, then it opens the doors of all the trains.
Yeah.
And then on comes Alan Roach or Kim Christensen going, yeah, please stand clear of the doors. You're delaying the departure of this train. Well, it wasn't anybody on my car that prevented the doors from closing. But as all the doors open, the throngs of J-holes who are waiting decide this is my opportunity to get on.
I can fit in there.
Okay.
But I'm against the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And a 4 foot nothing woman comes in and treats me like a tackle dummy in training camp. Okay. I'm not exaggerating one bit.
Keep the legs moving.
She like put her shoulder into me. You know that how you have to stand the thing up and move it down the field. She did that to me, then glanced off of me, did it to Noah, and did it to another person to get her and her bag onto the train.
Oof.
And now we all know that we hate this person. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do? I don't have any direction for this to go, but this has been eating at my soul. It was like my son, when we finally got out of there, we got off on like B, and she hadn't gotten off yet. We got off, and the other person she glanced off of also got off. And as soon as the door closed, we all became tough guys. We're like, what a bee! We should have told her! Everyone felt the same way about this person. Mm-hmm. But nobody had the cojones to look at her and say something.
Mm.
I don't know, because the airport's so weird because you'll never see these people again.
So then why can't
exactly
you?
So say something.
Would you?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
See, yes, I absolutely would.
But I go the other way of like, I'll never see him again. It's not worth it.
She just did something rude.
I would say something kind of passive of like, you could say, excuse me, or just something like that.
I've said this before, and I don't know, like, I want to explore this a little bit. If I'm at a steakhouse, and I said this the other night when we were out drinking and TX wasn't, if we're at a steakhouse and I order a steak medium rare, mm-hmm, and they come out with salmon well cooked, I eat it.
Really?
It's not remotely what I ordered, and it's cooked no way I would want something. But I am never going to send food back. Never, ever. I've known people who worked in restaurants, and they're like, don't send food back. Don't do it.
But if they get it wrong...
Yeah. You absolutely send it back because maybe the salmon was supposed... At that same instance, there were a couple of times where they brought us drinks that we did not order.
I know. And I was going to drink them.
But they went to the table right next to us. So with the salmon...
That was an espresso martini and I wanted that.
It looked really good.
I
almost... Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. But I know that our
you
table
guys were
didn't
like football
order
players trying to get to that.
Mine! But I know that the table next to us ordered it, so I'm not going to take it. Same with the salmon. Maybe that went to someone else. I'm trying to look out for them.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
In that situation, you're trying to help them out. If it was a steak that was well done instead of rare plus, then
I definitely wouldn't say anything, but I'd be very upset.
Yeah, I would be upset, but I would eat that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. If it's just the wrong order, then it's probably the wrong table. It's just supposed to go somewhere else.
And yours is going. Let's be honest. You're not saying anything.
You think he's going to eat the salmon?
No, he's having his wife do it.
Oh, yeah.
Tiak, it, it's the main reason this man is married, because
she's better at it. Why would I deprive her of what she's good at?
Oh my god. All right, so Angie needs to come with me.
Yeah,
next
she's
time
HR.
I
she deals with uncomfortable situations all the time.
What do you think she would have said to the girl who linebacker dummied me? What do you, like, I need to know, and please text in at 51059. Would you say something? Like, you guys, when we get off the, like, as soon as we get done talking about this, I'm literally going to walk to you, and I'm going to hit you as hard as she hit me, okay. And you're going to freak out.
Wow.
Because it's, like, she put her weight into it.
My wife probably would have said, excuse me, or excuse you, or something, which is the word, like, excuse you is very, like,
yeah.
That's sort of where Aaron's at then, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get physical and shove her back off the train.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of an unusual method to try to get a job.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's gross.
Okay. I'm intrigued now. Mm-hmm. I have a story about someone who should really just get a stuffed animal.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Florida.
Let's go!
She was arrested after she attacked her boyfriend because he didn't want to cuddle. He wasn't in the mood.
He didn't want to cuddle?
Yeah.
Oh.
So after several attempts that she had to snuggle up, each one was denied. She got so angry that she grabbed his chest hair, scratched his face, bit his forehead, and broke his phone.
Okay.
Don't really know why, but do you guys remember Gremlins from like the 90s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of one.
Why?
I don't know. Just like the
like
the
you
terror.
Feed them after midnight, or you get them wet, and then they do the thing.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, she was arrested and charged with domestic battery, and she luckily did find some other inmates to snuggle up with.
Oh, I'm so happy for her. I hope it's corn cob day there. I just heard at the prison, it's a fun day.
Okay. You just did that to yourself?
I did. Okay. My story is from India. I'll keep this brief. A guy in India could not find a job, could not figure out how to get a job, so he thought to himself a Hindu goddess could help him if he made a sacrifice to her. So he sawed off his tongue.
No.
Whoa. Okay.
Turns out moments later his cell phone rang.
With the job offer?
Oh, no.
What irony.
I made up the last part. We have this thing is off the tracks today. Yeah, no word on whether he's got a job or not. Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.